All right, we normally don't cover this topic here, but I ran into something personally the other day that just was so bizarre. I had to share it with you. So I was shopping for a new cordless upright vacuum, and I own like a, what's it called, a Dyson vacuum, and the Dyson vacuum doesn't do very well with dried grass. And since I live on a ranch, I've got a lot of animals, always dealing with dried grass. It just clogs up the Dysons. So, you know, it doesn't matter to me how strong, how great the, you know, the pickup head is and all the rollers. They always talk about the rollers. We've got the best rollers. Doesn't matter. It's all got to go through this little tiny little airway in the vortex chamber, whatever they call it. And the grass doesn't go through there. So it just clogs up. It's pointless. You can buy a $700 Dyson vacuum. Nah, it doesn't do jack when it comes to dried grass. So I was trying to shop for another vacuum that would handle this, and I looked at the Shark brand. Now I have another Shark cordless vacuum that does pretty well. Seems like it doesn't clog up as much at all. So I thought, hey, let me check out what's the newest Shark cordless upright, you know? And so I went ahead and bought that. And well, I bought a refurbished version of it. Just because it was a whole lot cheaper. And I'm like, hey, you know, I've had good luck with refurbished stuff, and I don't like to blow a bunch of money on a vacuum if I don't have to. So, you know, refurbished is usually somebody bought it, didn't like it, sent it back, and then you can buy it for, you know, a fraction of the original price. So anyway, I bought it refurbished. It arrived, and the moment I opened the box, I was overwhelmed with this toxic perfume smell. Like, oh my God, this is insane. What's going on? I thought maybe it was in a warehouse with a bunch of dryer sheets or laundry detergent or something. Like, okay, maybe I can work this out. Turns out this vacuum has this new feature that Shark vacuums have, and it's like a little cylindrical module that plugs into the vacuum head. And it's called an odor neutralizer. But it turns out it's not an odor neutralizer. It doesn't neutralize odors. It's a pollution nodule that spreads perfume. So they load this little thing up with perfume, and then you put it in the head of your vacuum, and then as you're vacuuming, it's spreading pollution all over your house in the form of, you know, toxic chemicals that may irritate people when they're trying to breathe, especially asthmatic people. But also people like me who are really sensitive to fragrance. This is like the worst toxic pollution spreader machine that I could possibly imagine. And I even fired it up. I plugged it in, I fired it up just to see, like, how bad is this thing? Can I run it without the module? And my God, the whole engine of the vacuum was polluted with this perfume fragrance. Like, it had already gone in through the filter system. It was just inescapable. I was blown away. I'm like, when I buy a vacuum, it's because I want to make the environment cleaner. When you buy this Shark vacuum with the quote odor neutralizer, you make your environment more polluted. It's a pollution spreading machine. And by the way, I think this is a case for a class action lawsuit. And here's why. They advertise it as an odor neutralizer, which is why I didn't mind buying it. I saw that in the description, odor neutralizer. Like, okay, what is that? I thought it neutralized odors. I thought it was like some kind of ionic discharge thing, or maybe if they had chlorine dioxide in it, that would neutralize odors. You know, to neutralize odors means to denature the molecules that are odoriferous. But that's not what this does. And so the marketing is fraudulent. It's dishonest. They're lying. When they say it's an odor neutralizer, it's not. It's a perfume cartridge with chemicals that I guarantee you are toxic at certain exposure levels. Chemicals, because I'm very sensitive to this. I run a laboratory. I do mass spec analysis. And I'm kind of known as the human mass spec because I'm so sensitive to tastes and smells. I can tell you there are toxic chemicals in this, and I can prove it in the lab. And so it's not neutralizing odors. It's spreading perfume chemicals all over your house or wherever you're vacuuming. So that's not an odor neutralizer. It's a perfume cartridge. I think there's a class action lawsuit here for dishonest marketing and fraudulent claims. And I think Shark, which was a brand that I otherwise thought was a very good vacuum, even superior to Dyson, I think this is a horrible mistake they've made. They're trying out a new feature to try to differentiate themselves. And what they're doing is they are polluting people's homes with these toxic chemicals, which Dyson doesn't do. And so now, you know, I'm looking at other Dysons again or some other brand, try to figure out like, okay, I just want to clean up the dirt on the floor. I don't want to blast perfume chemicals all over the house, especially given that I'm very sensitive to, you know, such chemicals. And it's just horrific. Don't people have enough of this in their laundry detergent or in their deodorants and skin lotions and shampoos and everything else? My God, you got to put it in your vacuum too? Really? What else are you going to put in there? It's contradictory to the whole point of running a vacuum, which again is to leave your environment more clean than when you first started vacuuming. But this does the opposite. Just incredible. It's like, oh, we'll pick up the dirt, but we'll replace it with all these toxic chemicals. Yeah, sorry, no go. So I'm sending it back, which means somebody else is going to buy it, and it's going to be a refurb vacuum. Second generation refurb. Probably the first guy who bought it agreed with me. He's like, oh my God, this thing stinks. Sent it back. I bought it, not realizing all this. Now I'm sending it back. They're probably going to sell it to another guy. You know? And this perfume is so powerful, it permeates the box, the plastic bags, the filter mechanism, everything. It's like you can't get rid of this. That's why I knew I either had to return it or burn it. One or the other. It's like, I'm setting this thing on fire if I can't return it. Because I can't keep this around. This is toxic just to have around. This is offensive to my senses. So what kind of vacuum company, like what kind of marketing team sits around like, I know. Hey, let's come up with something. What's your idea? Let's spread chemical pollution in the home while you vacuum. And who sat around the Shark company and thought this was a great idea? Like, this is awesome. What else can we do? Let's have like a bag of human feces attached to the vacuum. So when you push it around, it leaves a trail of shit everywhere in your home. Yeah, that's awesome. And then we'll have a perfume module that covers the shit smell, but it's kind of distributing the shit and the perfume. It's like really great smelling shit. I'm sure that's probably their next marketing meeting. And they'll call it some special, like, dishonest thing. Like, now with, eco-friendly compost module, you know, something like that. And then it'll be labeled, like, all green, you know, eco-friendly, certified. Why? Because it contains, like, reprocessed human sewage, biosolids, or something. I mean, I know that sounds crazy. But it's no more crazy than putting a perfume pollution module in this thing. That's crazy too. And they did that. Like, what else could they do? But this underscores my theory that people are becoming so neurologically damaged from the vaccines or exposure to pesticides or, you know, spike protein shedding or who knows what, or, you know, toxic perfumes all over their homes. People are so neurologically damaged that they can't even function anymore. I mean, even the people that work at these corporations, they are beyond functioning at any kind of a rational level. It's like, I mean, they should invite me to their corporate meeting. Like, people, make something that sweeps up dried grass better. And that's it. Like, it doesn't need to sparkle. It doesn't need to do a dance or anything. Just sweep up the grass. Sweep up the dirt. Sweep it up. You know, be effective on hard floor surfaces and on carpets or rugs, area rugs. You know, make sure it doesn't get all the pet hair tangled up inside its rollers. This is like practical things. Make sure it's not too crazy heavy, but still is balanced with the amount of power and suction that you need for it to be effective. And, you know, look, another piece of advice, and this is where Dyson vacuums don't do a great job, is because I have dogs that go outside and then they come inside and then when they lay down, they're dropping like little pieces of like dirt, little dirt gravel rocks. I don't know what you call it, like little tiny rocks that they picked up around the ranch. These rocks, they have high density and a small air profile, so most of the vacuums don't pick them up. And I'm talking like less than a millimeter in diameter. So when I say rocks, they're not even rocks. They're just little, it's not quite dust, but it's like sand. Let's just call it sand, okay? Sand-sized things, but maybe a little bit bigger than that. And these vacuums don't pick that up. Oh, they push it around, but it doesn't go up the suction tube, you know, because again, you need a lot of suction to suck up little tiny rocks. And so I just want something that can suck up the rocks, the sand, and the dried grass. I want like the ranch version of the Dyson vacuum. And there isn't one. Because let's face it, all the people they show in their ads are people living in these ultra clean homes that don't need to be vacuumed. You notice that? You see these videos, they're pushing around a vacuum cleaner and the home is spotless. Like, you don't need a vacuum. What are you even doing? Vacuuming a perfectly clean home. No, you want to test a vacuum, bring it to my ranch. I'll show you what needs to be vacuumed. I had six dogs in there, like drooling and dropping gravel all over the place and grass. Let me show you. That's when you need to vacuum. So all these city people, oh, all you have is like a little bit of breadcrumbs on the floor and you drop some Fruit Loops. And I don't care. I'm not sweeping up Fruit Loops. That's not the real world. That's the artificial city people living in apartments like 600 square feet. Yeah, you don't even need battery life because you don't even have much floor to sweep. I'm not trying to be insulting to people who live in small homes. I'm just saying, if this is their research for building vacuums, it's like no wonder nothing works in the real world. So I'm wondering if there's a vacuum company that makes a vacuum that I could use. Because if there is, I'll be an affiliate partner for you. I'll promote your vacuum. Because there's a lot of people who need vacuums that work and don't suck and don't spread pollution and don't stink up the home. So I don't know. I guess it's a challenge. Is anybody out there make vacuums that don't suck, that are cordless? I mean, I guess they do suck with suction, but I mean, they don't suck in terms of features. They can suck up dried grass and a little bit of sand and stuff like that. And don't stink. Yeah, if you know of one, a company like that, let me know. I'd love to help them succeed. All right, thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com, Brighttown.com. Take care. Back in stock at the Health Ranger store, we now have the Elderberry Echinacea Tincture Combo, which is outstanding for the immune system. That's in the middle there, back in stock. We've also got quercetin available, which is a very popular item as everybody's learning about the supportive benefits of quercetin. We have broccoli sprout powder in capsules now back in stock. We also have a little bit of the actual powder as it's shown there in that canister. All these available at healthrangerstore.com. Go to the website, find out what we have there. We've got a lot of new products, a lot of products back in stock. And then also we have the pea protein back in stock. Now for those who like plant-based proteins, pea protein, it's very smooth. The texture here is very smooth. It's also one of the cleanest, well, I think the cleanest plant-based protein you can get in terms of lab test results. Whereas rice protein sometimes, depending on the source, can have, you know, arsenic in it. We've seen that in rice protein, some lead, some cadmium. But pea protein is very, very clean. Some people prefer a whey protein taste, but if you're used to doing vegan proteins, then pea protein is more in your like wheelhouse of what it's supposed to taste like. And that's a really great, clean, smooth product right there. That's back in stock at our store. But check out our hundreds of other products at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that every purchase helps us with our big lawsuit that we filed. We're suing Google, Meta, we're suing Twitter or X, we're suing the Department of Defense. We're also suing Homeland Security, NewsGuard, and various NGOs for censorship collusion. In our lawsuit, we're exposing the censorship industrial complex, and we're working to dismantle it, to compel the court to actually dismantle this censorship complex so that the free speech rights of the American people can be restored, as is supposed to be guaranteed by the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights under the United States Constitution. But we have to fight for it, and we need your support in order to carry out and fund that fight. So shop at healthrangerstore.com and help us take this fight to the censors to dismantle the censorship industrial complex while at the same time enhancing your health and nutrition with laboratory-tested, certified, organic, ultra-clean products that we offer. Again, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.